Andy, press play and let's find out. Who is it that I'm doing today, Andy?
Who could it be?
The World Health Organization?
Yes. It's going to be the Sex Pistols, but...
so good.
Yeah. All right, so we all know what it is. It's The Who from 1971. The song is, of course, Won't Get Fooled Again. So, one of the true epic things in this band is the Madman Mooney. So what I did was I didn't go from the beginning because he's doing his business, but there's a section in the middle where he plays some fills that are absurd. So we're just going to listen. We're going to drop in behind Keith and have a barter at what he does. So here he goes. And here he comes. This is when he was still using hi-hats. He got rid of them and just had a big cymbal over there by the end of his career.
All right. That's awesome.
It's just all feel, man.
And it's flawless.
You know, it's flawless, but it's sloppy as the dickens. Like,
but he relieves you of the worry that he's going to mess up. All solid.
Yeah, he catches you every time.
I was going to add, I'm listening to it, it's not perfect.
No.
And it doesn't have to be.
No, because it's him.
It's animalistic, but it's so solid.
Hence the Muppets animal. All right, so... This is without a doubt one of the greatest rhythm sections in the history of music. So now I extracted from later in the song because and Whistle the Ox is also a madman. So let's listen to what he's doing. This is sort of the latter part of the second verse into a little bridgey bit. So let's listen to John Entwistle's bass playing.
Things I noticed when we were at that show at the Hollywood Bowl watching The Who, 2001 or whatever, 2000.
Right.
I looked over and watched John Entwistle play in his bass. I'm like, I had no idea.
Oh, no, he's a madman.
How great he is. He was amazing.
All right, so let's put just Entwistle and Mooney together and hear what the battering ram that is the rhythm section of The Who sounds like on their own. It's ridiculous.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Everything crazy that Keith Moon did, every time he blew up a toilet with a half a stick of dynamite,
Entwistle was
handing him a pack of matches.
I mean, that entry awesome. Back in is insane. You know, it's they're ridiculous people. All right. So Pete Townsend is playing. He's actually playing a guitar that Joe Walsh had given him on this song. And it's a hollow body, which is, you know, we wouldn't imagine that he would play a hollow body. He's like a Fender Strat guy. But he's playing a Fender hollow. I mean, he's playing a hollow body guitar. And you can tell from the tone. And it's what's really cool about this guitar track is it actually shows you, A, how blues-oriented Pete Townsend was, and also what a remarkable ability to make massiveness out of the smallest choices possible. So here's Pete playing, and I think it's one track from the entire thing. So here's a majority of the song, because you just have to hear all of it. It's insane.
Play the hollow body for the sustain.
Mm-hmm. Imagine the Who being this wall of guitar, and then you hear it and you're like, no, it actually isn't. These are tiny little chords that are being played. There's no power chord.
Yeah.
Because he's going to use that device later.
You haven't shown it to us yet, but the keyboards make the guitar sound bigger.
Yeah. This is beautiful. So now what I thought would be cool, because we don't do this very often. So let's put Pete, Keith, and the Ox all in together, so you can hear how what they've done is like you could actually have this song without the keys or any of the other stuff, and it would still hold together. Because this is now you get to see what I like to call the Tetrising of the music at this point, where everybody is leaving space for everybody else and knowing when and why they need that space. So this is the three of them together. It's incredible. Supporting both parts on the drums. He's playing punctuations for the guitar part, and he's playing punctuations for the guitar, and then fills when he feels like doing it. Like they're both on a backbeat so that Entwistle can do that.
Christian, you make it sound like a lot of this was just from the vibe and the feeling. How much of this was planned out pre?
I would say that with these guys, it was probably telepathic at this point. Everyone's just writing. Then he gets the... I mean, those chords are... All right, so then there's a boatload of additional information on this song. So what I did was, instead of trying to break it all down, we're going to do one side of the stereo field right now, which is sort of, I don't know if this is the keyboard side or if this is the guitar side. So this is the one side of the track is all of this information, which is actually a scratch track that they ended up using for the acoustic. So simple. And then there's some beautiful harmonies from Pete.
I'll tip my head to the new constitution.
And Roger.
Take a bow for a new revolution. Smile and greet the change all around. Pick up my guitar and play.
such a treat to hear this stuff.
So then the other side is the other part of the feed, which is this. This is when Pete starts to, I'm going to layer it on, lads. Give me some tape, Glenn.
You said blues. I'll take it a step further. Pete Townsend was a country fan.
Yeah, sure. All right, so those are the pieces that up until, of course, the vocal. But one of the things that Roger Daltrey always said about playing with Moon was that, you know, they did a thing that I try to instruct bands that I work with, where the drummer should be activating, and it's a Phil Collins trick, which we'll talk about later, where the drummer should be activating the lyric for the song. So he punches the words through the mix, and that's what you do with your bass drums, is you support. So listen. And Roger Daltrey always used to say that the thing about Moon was he would just be everywhere. He didn't care if you were singing a lyric or if it was a space in between. He would just play drums and you just have to put up with it. So let's hear Keith Moon and Roger Daltrey together. You really start to see how these two are actually making the song as huge as it can be. So check out these two together.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children.
These fills are happening while he's singing.
And the man who spurred us on, sitting judgment of our wrong.
But it's on the syllables as well.
Yeah. And the shotgun sings the song. I tip my hat to the new constitution. Take a bow for the new revolution. Smile and grin at the change all around. Pick up my guitar and play. Like yesterday, then I'll get on my knees and pray. We don't get fooled again.
All right, so there you have it. So now let's listen to Roger just doing his own business.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. And the morals that they worship will be gone.
He's doing a little southern twang on this one.
And the man who spurred us on, sitting judgment of our wrong.
Which they were doing since the late 60s.
They decide and the shotgun sings the song. I tip my hat to the new constitution. Take a bow for the new revolution. Smile and grin at the change all around. Pick up my guitar and play. Just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray. We don't get fooled again.
Then the best part is when he finished that take, he would go, all right, so did I get it, lads? And I was it a good one or should I do it again? So then, of course, there is, this is why I put the yeah on the CD. It was my little hint to everybody if you were on Facebook or Instagram. So this
one
is,
of the
of course,
greatest screams in all the rock and roll. Yeah!
Let's do it again.
Is it the next track?
No, just hit that one again. Absurd.
That's great.
All right, so let's put it all back together again and hear the Who from Who's Next with Won't Get Fooled Again.
And that keyboard is just it's a sampler sequencer
it's
going?
They didn't have samplers back then. That's just whatever that the keyboard is he's playing it.
Wow.
With a filter on it. He was into synthesizers at this point. Alright, so there you go. That's hopefully a. I just want to say, I got a really cool message on Facebook the other day from a guy. I think he was in Philly or something at some football game. And he was like, I'm at a football game hanging out, and Crazy Train just came on, and all I can hear is the bass line. Well done, man.